in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna says that his glories are unlimited, like the stars in the sky, or like the number of dust particles on the earth, or like the number of atoms. So he says that scientists may even someday find the number of atoms in the universe, but they will not come to find all his glories. So, Devo Nama Sahasravan, like that the Shastra says that the Supreme Lord has thousands of names, and these names and activities should be glorified. And Srimad Bhagavatam Narada says they should be repeatedly glorified and continuously glorified. If one wants to increase the auspiciousness in any place, because the nature of his names, his qualities and activities is such that wherever these are glorified, that place and the people, they become holy, sanctified. Just like you go to some college hostels and see, they are like a dead graveyard. You can see the vibrations there. You come to a temple and see there is a lightness and there is a sanctity, there is a certain type of ambience, because that type of ambience is created by devotees coming together and glorifying the holy names and activities of the Supreme Lord. Rashi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lived in Jagannath Puri 18 years, but you will see that he, when he went to South India, he would do the routine work of propagating the holy name to masses by chanting and dancing. But then he did a specific work of calling only the devotees and amongst them discussing the pastimes of Krishna in a group of devotees and exchanging the joy of relishing pastimes of Krishna, like Krishna says, Machitta Madgata Prana, Bodhinda Parasparam. And also he did the very focused work of chanting the holy names of Krishna for several hours himself, alone. Like there is a place called Imlital, under which Mahaprabhu would sit and chant till the noon time, every day practically from the morning. No one would be around. He was all alone chanting. In the same manner, in the preaching mission of Srila Prabhupada, we can sometimes spread it far and wide, like the rain shower or like the sunlight reaching to a large number of people. But you will see, many people are always ready for an occasional huge gathering. People are ready. But very few souls will be ready for an everyday gathering for several hours of focused purification of heart. So, what the world is looking for are the true genuine sadhus who are pure-hearted and who simply can delight sitting at the lotus feet of the Lord and singing His glories for infinite amount of time. If anybody can do that, that type of magnetic heart only can attract people to go on, sit at the lotus feet of the Lord and continue, because bhakti sanjayate bhakti, it is it. Bhakti only can produce bhakti. There is no second way to produce bhakti. And bhakti is not directly available from Krishna. Bhakti is only available from devotees. So, that is why Prabhupada started this movement for doing the focused work of chanting ourselves every day and the Lord's glories in the form of the holy name. And then, when we are getting little shakti empowerment, then we can tell the other living beings about the glories of Krishna and touch their hearts so that they will start the same activity of glorifying the Lord. In this way, a group of devotees come together to glorify the Lord and glorify Him repeatedly and continuously, increasing the sanctity in their own hearts, in the lives of others, and in the world as much as possible. And to the degree, everybody has a little shakti with which they can offer that spiritual devotional shelter to as many living beings as possible. So the core activity in spiritual life is the chanting of the holy name, which if done with great sincerity and attention, it can really cleanse one's heart and cleanse the whole world. So the effect of the genuine preaching will only be based on this process of purification of one's own heart. Because without the purification of our hearts, our preaching would be ineffective and blunt, and it will be dull, and it will not have a lasting effect in either in our lives or in others' lives. So the chanting of the holy name, Nibritta Tarishaihi Upagiyamana. So even before talking about glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, he says Nivritta Tarshai, which means those people who have Tarsha actually means Trishna. Those people whose hearts have become calm, cool, collected with no Trishnas or hankering for material enjoyment in this world, they only can glorify the Lord. And only their glorification can cleanse the hearts of the mala in the hearts of the conditioned souls. So we have not yet become Nivritta Tarshai, but we are following in the footsteps of the great Nivritta Tarshai like Prabhupada. So, but one has to also work on purifying one's own heart to come to a point of freeing the heart from such hankerings for material enjoyment so that we can truly benefit ourselves and the world. And the holy name is the only way, and holy name is the core activity, the japa of the holy name. And that is one reason why Prabhupada emphasized on this morning, chanting of the holy name, taking out a couple of hours. And the heart is the laboratory. And the experiment is the chanting of the holy name. And the result is the purification. The extended result is preaching. Harinam Prabhu ki.